Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, sponsored by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. I'm your host, Austin Price. Coming up tonight on the show, Tennessee wide receiver Mike Matthews coming off a big game against Vanderbilt. But first, we turn to the Volunteer Club's James Clausen. And James, basketball season upon us. Tennessee's in the college football playoff. And, man, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's everything we've worked for, you know, 2 years ago when the kind of the new format was announced about the playoffs and what it would look like. You want to be one of those 12 teams, right? You want to put yourself in a position to be one of those 12 teams. And, you know, it takes everybody. It takes football being really good in a lot of ways and recruiting. It takes, you know, a great administration, which we have. And so we're thrilled. Absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, just be in the tournament. Doesn't matter what spot, you know, home or away, you just want to be in the mix. And to get to that point is pretty neat. So you look at, you know, kind of what's going on with the Volunteer Club. You just had Hoops and Holidays last week. That was a big success again with the members and the basketball team, a basketball team that continues to play really good basketball. Yeah. And then, of course, with the playoff, you're going to have a tailgate.
Yep, absolutely. We'll have a big tailgate for the playoffs. Really excited. Maybe do some other events. Maybe give the fans an opportunity to interact with some of the football guys at some point. We're still figuring all that out. Certainly, you know, follow us on social and check out our website for more information on that when game time, opponents, dates, and all that are set.
All right, now more on Knoxville Smiles and JP Estrella.
I'm Tennessee basketball player JP Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Y'all have a bigger chair?
Mike, coming off that Vanderbilt game, man, I felt like it was a great time to get you out of here. You got your most extended run of the season, caught your second touchdown. Just kind of take me through how you felt like that game went for you and just kind of what it was like to kind of get some mojo going.
Just knowing throughout the season, just work hard and stay confident in myself. I may have not been getting the plays that I wanted, but then we had, Brew went down, and I know Dante was he was hurting a little bit even though he was still in the first half. So just really being able to step up for my team and my teammates and be able to keep us on the board, keep us in the playoffs.
Take me through that touchdown catch because it looked like Nico put that one on you pretty quick. And it was one of those like, boom, you know, quick snag.
Throughout the drive, we was streaking. I was open a couple of times, and I knew I was be able to, like, beat him on any type of route I had. But just staying with it, staying confident. I knew as we progressed down the field that my time was going to come. And then they lined it up, and I did what I did, yeah.
How odd was it? Because, you know, they're doing that construction in that end zone. So you catch the touchdown, and you normally go look up to the fans, and there's, like, three construction guys up there with hard hats on.
it was real funny seeing how, you know, they kind of got right there on the field just for doing construction. So it was kind of crazy to see that. But, I mean, I was too much in the moment. Just worry about how I just scored. Just a lot of emotions running through.
You talk about, you know, not getting that much playing time early in the year. How hard is that as a freshman, right? Because, I mean, you go from superstar high school to all of a sudden kind of working your way back into the groove of things.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. You know, a lot of freshmen coming out of high school probably think they're more entitled to get more playing time and get these sort of opportunities. But I see it as like a refresh button, like comparing like how I was my freshman year of high school and just being able to restart and prove myself all over again.
When you're not out there as much during the game, how do you continue to hone your craft? How do you continue to work on your game and know that, like, you know, hey, I've just got to be patient, you know, but I can still do things on the side?
Really just staying positive. And I got a lot of mentorship from Brew and Dante. You know, they also helped me, like, criticizing, like, whatever I'm doing on this route, how to run this, how to run that, and what kind of technique I need to use for anything I use. So usually I just take that all in and just focus on it and make sure I'm at my top of the game. So whenever I get my time, I'll be ready.
When you have those older guys that have kind of done, you know, similar paths to you, that have had to be patient, have, you know, were big-time guys coming out of high school like yourself, is it easier to kind of buy into what they're saying, you know, knowing they've kind of been where you're at right now?
Yeah, it's definitely easy to buy in because I kind of see them looking at me as like a little brother and seeing how they was their freshman year and how I'm working. So just having that builds like a big connection, knowing we came kind of from the same place.
What do you feel like, you know, where do you feel like you're at in your evolution right now?
I still feel like I'm still developing. I mean, like, I know I'm still young. I know I'm very talented, but I still feel like I still have a pretty much like the ceiling is that's not really like where I'm at right now. I'm still planning on going up higher and higher and just trying to be the best player I can be.
Not receiver wise, but who else on this team has kind of left an impact on you? Who's gave you some good advice? Who do you hang out with that, you know, you're like, man, I gotta look up to that guy?
I'll probably say Nico, really. You know, it's tough being a quarterback. You know, you got all the pressure on you, and you got to be able to perform, dealing with everybody else being in your ear, trying to tell you what to do on this play, telling you to open on this. And just seeing how he handles his situations kind of helps me out and understand, like, it could be a lot more difficult than what I have rather than being, you know, quarterback is a tough position. So just seeing how he does it kind of just helps me, you know, stay on task and make sure I got everything I got going right.
What's your favorite route?
Favorite route? Ooh, I'll probably just say just a go ball, vertical. Just I feel like I'll be able to adjust to the ball in any way and make it happen.
Do you look forward to kind of expanding off what you did at Vanderbilt?
Of course, yeah. As more opportunities come, I just plan on making the best of all these opportunities I get.
Now, we tape this, and we don't know the final destination, whether Tennessee's home or away for the playoff. But how much, you know, first year of college, you're in the college football playoff. I mean, just whether you're home or away, you're just like, man, we're in the tournament, right? Yeah. Like, you got a shot.
Uh-huh.
How big is that?
It's huge, you know. Just coming – now they made a new playoff bracket with 12 teams, but just coming off of just knowing how hard it was for 4 teams just getting there – and now they open up the margin, but it's still only 12 teams left, and a lot of other people's seasons are already over with. Like, they're already thinking about the next year and this, that, and the third. But
a bunch of guys are already in the portal.
Yeah, already, and it just happened. So just seeing how, like, we got another opportunity to be something great and do something that hasn't been done in a very long time.
What's the one thing that you players debate most? Like, when you're in the locker room, you're on the sidelines, you're in practice, what's the constant debate? Is it music? Is it, you know, sports? Is it high school football? What are we debating the most?
Usually in the locker room, we're not really, like, debating a lot. We're more so, like, bonding. But I would say people always usually talk about how it was in high school and, like, what plays they were making and who had a better team and is that in the third. Like, Jalen Smith.
Which states has the best high school football?
Especially that one. That was a big one. But I know with Jalen Smith, you know, he's from Grayson. He's from my area. So we always go at it talking about who team's better. And it could go on all day.
Man. That's a never-ending deal because no one's ever willing to cave and go, okay, you were better or your team was better or your state was better.
Yeah.
Everybody always is going to – because, you know, it's kind of like who's the greatest, you know, Jordan, LeBron, or whoever you want to debate. Like, it's a different era, so you're never going to know because they're never going to play, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're never – it's not like Parkview is going to be playing, you know, some team from Texas that, you know, Jamal McCoy was on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so what's the what's the one thing you like most about hanging out with your teammates?
I would say how, like, we all kind of bond together. Like, even though everybody comes from different places or have different types of status, we all come together as a group regardless, like, who you are or where you came from or what position you play. Like, I can get with, like, a D-line and still be just as cool as them as if they was in the same position as me, still make the same connections.
What's the one thing you feel like you got to work on the most?
I would probably say just my consistency. I know, like, sometimes, like, I mean, everything's not always going to be perfect, but I always see it as that way. So I just want to make sure that everything I do is at its full – how can I say this? But, like, I just want to make sure everything I do is at my full
– capability?
Yeah, full capability. And just make sure, like, I take advantage of every opportunity.
You and Braylon Staley come in together. What's that relationship been like to continue to build as you guys are, you know, hanging out and y'all rooming together?
Nah, we're not rooming together, but it's still strong. You know, we're the only – well, it's me, Braylon, and the other Braylon, but really me and him kind of been together ever since we started taking visits. And it's real strong. I talk to him literally every single day, and that's pretty much like – that's like my twin, really. Literally.
So you're like the, you know – Dominic Bailey and Bryson Eason to the wide receiver room.
Yeah, pretty much.
I understand that. I always see those two walking around. What's it been like from a standpoint of like the home games, you know, getting to run through the tee, vol walk, you know, just the overall like student athlete experience on game day?
It's truly amazing. Just especially like, I want to say, was it Kentucky, the Blackout game? Just to have like spooky Knoxville, you come out, it's all dark, and then it's just only the light on y'all, and you see all the fans cheering, screaming. It's just a truly great environment.
Dark out or dark mode, your favorite one?
Yes, for sure.
You know, the basketball team is finally, you know, Rick Barnes finally came with the dark mode basketball jerseys. You're a basketball guy. You're a hooper. Yeah. You saw that come across.
Yeah, those look tough. I like those.
You're like, man, I wish I could have had that for the photo shoot last year.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Do you find yourself, or I'm in season, we know you don't do this, but once you get out of season, will you try to hoop it up with your teammates? Because, I mean, I know you guys are, like, super competitive when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. Out of season, nah, not really. I'd be more focused on football than anything. But I would if it's
so no fun basketball?
Nah, Hypo doesn't like that.
Well, Hypo loves basketball.
He does, but
of course, it's always just like horse or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you beat him? Were you one of those kids that beat him or no?
Sadly, I didn't. But every game we had was close, but he's been beating me, so like, I guess he can have that one.
Is it just horse? Is that all he plays?
Horse, really knockout okay. too. I think,
and he can shoot it.
He can shoot, yeah. He's a lefty. Don't let it fool you, but he got a shot on him.
He takes great pride in that. Like, to the point, like, when people, I think he gets upset when there's that rare recruit that does beat him.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad, I know, were super influential for you. You know, when they're going through the process with you and seeing how they interacted with, you know, Coach Heupel and the staff, how big was that to kind of know, like, my parents like this place?
Yeah, it's big because, I mean, pretty much growing up, that's all who I really listened to. Like, I really took all the experience they had and wisdom, and they all poured into me. So, and I trust them with everything I got going on because they've been with me all the way. So they play a big part with that. So that was nice to see.
Best advice your mom and dad have given you is what?
I would probably say, oh, that's a tough one because they tell me a lot.
Like for me, my dad would tell me don't keep score because if you keep score, somebody's got to lose. You know, and that's true in a lot of ways, even though it's hard not to keep score.
Yeah. I feel like I'll have more reference to basketball since they both played it, but football-wise?
It could be life-wise. I mean, like, what's the best advice in life that they've given you?
I'll probably say just kind of like what I've been saying, like, of my opportunities, but just making sure I'm ready for anything that comes at me, like, being prepared for any type of situation that I might come into, just like regardless of if it's on the field, off the field, just make sure I'm good on what everything I have going on.
You miss back home?
Yeah. I really miss my family, though. That's really what it is, because like me, my mom, my sister, and my dad, like, we all like...
Close.
Yeah, we're very close. We do a lot of things together as a group, and we're real, you know, my family's real competitive, so we're always doing some type of competition where we're going at it, and yeah, it gets fun.
What competitions are we talking about?
You can go to bowling.
Who's the best bowler? You can't say yourself every time, dude. Let's honesty.
I mean, I was about to say me.
Because Regina's going to watch this, and she's going to know if you were lying or not.
I would say it's me. I'm for sure. The last time we played, I definitely won. But we do bowling, golf. Really, we do board games. You can name it. Like,
what's your favorite board game?
We did, what was it called? We used to play Monopoly a lot, but those games be taking forever. Like,
they can take forever. Yeah. Tired of that. You a Chutes and Ladders guy? Candyland?
I forgot what. It's this one board game where like you have to create a word off of somebody else's letter or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Scrabble.
That's what it is. We play Scrabble a lot. I feel like that was probably the most game we didn't play before.
Who dominates Scrabble?
My mom.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, she dominates that one. She got that.
I love this. What's the for you, what makes you smile?
Really just I'll probably say my mom. You know, she, between like just anything that's going on in her life, like she always smiling through it and always staying positive, So I feel like that's been like a big impact on like how I take things and just staying positive in every situation.
All right, big smiles for Regina. Now let's learn more about Knoxville Smiles from Lance Hurd.
Knoxville Smiles depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
So we've established your tight-knit bond with your mom. We ask everybody that comes out to pull their phone out, call the one person that they know they can count on to always answer. Who we calling? We calling your mom?
Yeah, we call my mom.
All right, let's call Regina.
Let's call her.
She's going to flash the personality. We're about to find out how much you call your mom, too, because if she goes, what's wrong, that means that you don't call her enough.
I don't think she's going to do that.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? I'm with Austin Price. We're doing the interview right now, Mom.
That's right. We every time we do the podcast, Regina, I ask the person to pick out the phone, call the one person they know that they can always count on to answer the phone. He called you. He called you. He called you.
Yeah.
You've been getting all kinds of love in this podcast, Regina.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's been loving you up.
That's my guy.
I told him his poor dad's getting left out.
Well, you know how it is.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you, Austin, always being there. I mean, we've known you for a minute now.
I know, a few minutes.
A few minutes. Yeah.
Well, Regina, man, we appreciate you.
We appreciate your support as well, Austin. Take care of Mike.
Will do. He's been doing great. Been doing great. Rolling right through him.
Glad to hear. You take care.
You too. See ya.
All right.
All right, Mom. I love you.
Love you.
She's a good one.
She is.
She's stern, though.
She is. I'm blessed.
How many times have you gotten in trouble with that woman over the years?
As I started getting older, I started getting less in trouble. But at a younger age, I just didn't really. I was more so ignorant and hard-headed.
Sure, well, that's most kids, yeah.
But after a while, I started learning, and then I got back right on track.
The best advice that I think I can give as an older person is when you're young, you may not be able to see what your parents see, but they only want the best for you. You know what I mean? Like, you may not understand. I didn't understand it when I was your age, but then as the older I get, you're like, you know, they were just trying to help, you know?
Exactly.
You know, and that's the thing about your mom is I can promise you she's a lot like mine. You know, she's you know, you go talk to her a lot, and like I always tell people, like, you know, when they're like, "Oh, you're talking to your mom again," I'm like, if the worst thing I do is talk to my mom every day, something's going pretty good, right? So, back to football. What is? Are we sticking with 10 pass this year? Or do you want to get back to number 4?
I definitely wanted 4, but I feel like,
are you gonna make 10 your own?
I was thinking about it, but I feel like too many people get me confused with Squirrel. So, like, I'm probably going to end up going back to 4.
I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, nothing against Squirrel, but, I mean, I kind of want a jersey number for me.
Nobody's in 4 on offense, are they?
Nah.
How come you didn't get 8-4?
I'm not sure. It's just regulations.
I wonder if it was because of potentially special teams.
Yeah, it was special teams.
Because at the time, Jordan Thomas.
Jordan Thomas, yeah. And then by the time we got our numbers in, he, you know, he's unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks starting to look a little better, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been getting back right. I see him pretty much every day in the training room. He's getting back right. He's
back up right, yeah.
Yeah.
And George's a good kid, man.
Great guy. Great Ever guy. Since I met him, he's been cool.
Great guy. So when the Matthews family goes on vacation, where are we going? Is there a set place, or do we rotate around?
We rotate around, but I remember our last place we went to, we took a cruise to the Bahamas. So that was pretty dope. But usually we go a lot of places. We've been to Niagara Falls. We've been pretty much a lot of places. But we got a lot of connection in New York because both my parents are from up there.
Yeah.
So we've been up there
a lot. I love the Northeast.
I do.
I mean, it don't have to be New York City either. It can be just, I mean, we've done New York City with the kids 2 spring breaks ago. We did Maine this past summer, you know. Which
just that whole area is just really good. It's sightseeing.
Well, it's like the oldest. It's the oldest, you know, colonized part of the United States. So, like, everything there is just so, like, you know, several hundred years old. Everything looks a certain way. Yeah. I don't know. I just love the look of it, right?
Like, I guess.
You know, it doesn't have to be modern for me. I like the older look of stuff. Where's the one place you've not been you'd like to go?
Oh, I'll probably say, I was thinking about like Turks and Caicos, either that place or Italy, one of those two, but somewhere out of the country. I've never really been out of the country for.
When you went Turks, I was like, he likes sand. He likes the beach.
I'm not really a beach guy, but I feel like, you know, it's different in like in another country.
Sure.
I like the type of beaches you get into and the type of water. And just Italy is just, it's an overall different place. And my dad, you know, he played basketball overseas. So he played for a team over there. So I kind of seen some pictures from back at that time, and it looked like a really good place.
When you go to the beach, are you a sand guy or are you just in the water?
Sand. I might get in the water a little bit, but like I got a bad relationship with the water.
Why?
I had an ear infection after going in the ocean one time, and then the medicine was terrible. It was a tough time. My ear was aching every day.
How old were you when this happened?
I was probably like 8, 9, maybe 10.
Yeah,
something
sticks
around
with
that.
You.
Yeah, I never forget.
I understand that. I get it. It also probably makes it a little easier if you go to a place like Turks and you can see the bottom.
Yeah.
You can see the fish.
More clear water, yeah. It gives me better hopes.
I understand. Big amusement park guy or no?
Yeah. You know, we have Six Flags back in Georgia, so I've definitely been there numerous times.
You a big roller coaster guy?
Yeah.
So you don't mind the motion?
No, I don't mind. Well, the motion is a little crazy, but I feel like that's part of it.
Sure.
So I kind of deal with
it. Some people get scared. I laughed last year when y'all went to Universal, and they put that clip out, and you can just see some of the guys from no roller coasters.
Yeah, we went to Dollywood this past summer, and it was actually pretty smooth, but some people wasn't messing with the rides, though. They was a little nervous, but I ain't going to name call, but.
Did you get on the roller coasters?
Yeah, I got on a roller coaster.
They got some great roller coasters up there.
It's nice up there.
Yeah. It's cool different times of the year. Like right now at Christmas time, all the lights up and stuff.
Yeah.
Really neat. In the fall, they have the pumpkins and stuff at Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's fun times. That's something you and the family ought to go do.
Yeah, we probably will. Depending, I mean, whoever. Usually my mom's kind of runs the show, and my sister kind of helps her with, like, making decisions. But
is your sister like your mom?
In a way. I feel like, yeah, my sister, she probably relates. I mean, I'm not sure. It's tough. I feel like
she's how old
like
is she?
50-50, 23.
She's older.
Yeah, she's older.
So you're the baby.
I'm the baby, yeah.
Yeah. Where'd your sister go to school?
She went to school at Kennesaw State.
Oh, nice. Jerry Mack.
Yep. It's crazy how you said that, yeah.
Yeah. I love Jerry Mack, man. He's good people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they replaced him with a guy in Darrell Sims. He was very similar, not the exact same guy.
Yeah,
but
they kind of had the same coaching style.
Yeah, very late. They're very chill.
Yeah, they're very, well, they're chill off the field, but on the field, they take their job very seriously.
Yeah, but I mean, off the field, you're right. Like, they're just like, you know, and I don't think much gets to Darrell or Jerry Mack.
Yeah.
What's your goal long term? Take football out of the equation. Like, what do you want to do in life?
Possibly be able to start my own business and start, you know, making just money off of whatever I started off of, and possibly get into stocks and investing. And just, I really want to be like a boss and like be able to make money in my sleep. Just easy money like that.
I mean, you got the whole CEO look going right now. The little glasses.
I do got it going. See, I'm trying. I'm working on it. It's a process.
You're building.
Yeah.
That's right. You got acting like it's half the battle, right?
Yeah.
And acting like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
What other interests you have?
I'll probably say just being very successful and being wealthy. So that way, like, the generations that I have after me will not to be worried about anything else and knowing they have everything they got in front of them.
You got a vice? Like, I mean, like, golf is my vice. So what, you know, you got like hobbies, like you know, when you're not doing football, like, I mean, is this a video game thing? Is this, you like to be outside? What do we like?
I like to play video games a lot, but a lot of times, it's really video games. I'm kind of a homebody, so I just play a game whenever I got free time, or I might go out just to, you know, just to be outside. You know, sometimes being in the house too long kind of like messes with you. So just to get fresh air and see what's out there, you know.
When you got in NCAA and you're able to play as yourself?
Oh, the first day it came out.
You throw to yourself on every play?
Yep, exactly.
It's really hard not every to, right? Play. Like, I'm throwing to myself.
Like, why wouldn't I? It's mandatory.
Who's your favorite go-to when you don't throw to yourself?
Ooh, I'll probably say Squirrel. He's really fast on the game. So I hit him like on like a crossing route and just take it for like 70 or 80 and just be gone.
Last weekend, got to get that bump now, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, got to get that ratings bump on NCAA after last weekend. Mm-hmm. Got to start politicking for that.
I think so. I mean, honestly, I don't really have care for like the my player in the game, but at least as like he's not just like a just trash. At least like he could do something out there. Sometimes he do drop a lot of passes that I think I would catch, but I mean, hey, it's a game.
So. Well, you're just, you know, freshman year, so they'll bump you for next year.
Yep.
You know, and we see, you know, guys continue to go up. Dylan's rating went up.
Yeah, it did. It went up a lot. I think he's the 93.
That's what happens when you run for 1,500 yards. Yeah.
Sure. I'm surprised he's not 99.
School record.
School record. He broke. It's a lot of records he has in SEC. He's like first in like almost everything in rushing.
What else do you play besides the NCAA? Madden, 2K, Call of Duty? What we doing?
Call of Duty. I play Fortnite a little bit every now and then, but really Call of Duty. I play that a lot.
I don't know much about Call of Duty.
Like, it's kind of...
That's just my generational. Like, when I was a kid, man, we played... First off, when I started playing, it was Nintendo, and it was Tecmo Bowl.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I got... When we were for the Oklahoma game, guy was playing something. I'm like, he's on his phone on the flight, and he's playing... And I'm like, that looks like Tecmo Bowl. And he's like, it's called Retro Bowl. So it's like Tecmo Bowl. And then, so I'm like hooked on that. Or like just when I'm killing time, I'm just like playing with different teams and stuff. So I mean, like, you know, we didn't get into the whole like non-sports stuff when I was a kid. You know, whereas I'll talk to Cooper or one of those guys, and they're always playing Call of Duty together normally.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Like with Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Usually... I mean, some people be like, yo, you going to hop on the game tonight, and it just happened. I play Call of Duty with, like, Caleb Webb. I play with Bruce sometimes, Dante, just whoever's on, really.
Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. It's like another place to bond that we're not in, like, a football type of related area where we could just do something that we're not always doing all the time.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of... Let's go candy bars. Although it wouldn't surprise me if you say, I don't eat candy bars.
I don't eat candy bars.
What about fast food places? Mount Rushmore fast food places?
Fast food places? I'll probably go Chick-fil-A.
Amen.
For sure. I like Cane's.
Okay.
I like Tropical Smoothie.
Okay.
Chipotle.
Okay, there's four. That's all we need. What do you get at Tropical Smoothie?
I get a... Bahama Mama with vitamin B12, and I get a Baja chicken wrap. No onions.
No onions, not onions guy, huh?
Nah. I mean, the onions is straight, but I feel like it's too much with it.
You all live in Atlanta. Where do the grandparents live?
My grandma lives pretty much in Atlanta, too.
Okay.
And then...
Any of them still up in New York?
I have a lot of family in New York. More so a lot of cousins and aunties up there.
So, like, when you get together for, like, Thanksgiving or whatever, have a big meal, is this your mom cooking or is this grandma cooking or combination or what?
Recently, like, this past week, my mom, she came up here and she cooked. But before that, we'll go to my cousin's house, my god cousin's house. We'll go over there and then pretty much it's just a whole bunch of family.
Is there somebody's particular food you're like, oh, I cannot wait till Thanksgiving to get this?
I'll probably say the mac and cheese for sure, but my mom, she makes a sweet potato casserole. Or not casserole, but sweet potato souffle.
But you can get that anytime, probably, right?
I can, but, you know, it takes some time. It takes some time and love and specialty into it. But when she makes it, it's never missed.
Christmas. How much do you enjoy that particular holiday, especially with the family? And what did you ask for this year? What did you ask Santa Claus for this year, Mike?
Honestly, I didn't ask for anything, to be honest. But I'm really just – I see Christmas more as like a time to spend with my family and remember about all like the past years before that.
Sure.
Like, of course, when you're younger, you probably take more concern to it more because you're getting presents and all whatnot. But now I see that as just to spend another time with my family and see where we all come from.
What's the one thing you want to learn, whether it be about Tennessee, whether it be about your family? What's something maybe you don't know that you'd like to get to know about?
I'll probably say I think I need to get more into country music. I've never, you know, I'm kind of from the city, so like I never really listened to it like that. But a lot of my teammates, you know, Morgan Wallen, of course, they always bump him. But I've never really like had the ability to like really get into that for real. I probably should have went to the concert he had in the stadium, back to back days. That seemed like it was crazy.
Yeah.
But I think I need to get into that more.
Go to CMA Fest in June in Nashville. You can see a lot of different acts.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that as well. Nashville's a big-time place for that, right?
Yeah, get you and your teammates. Mm-hmm. Get a few of them, go over there. You know, that's a perfect place to go and just kind of learn a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and see a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
You know, you might like it, you might not.
Yeah. I just want to see what's in the
headphones as you get on the Vol Walk?
I'm probably playing either Gunna or Lil Baby. Just all the time. They always get my mind right.
Just a little bit different than Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, just a little bit different. I'm right there, but we're working on it.
Get you a cowboy hat.
Yeah. My mom's already been talking to me about that, so we're going to see how that goes. And some boots, too. She was just in Nashville, so she stopped at this boot place. She asked me if I went, so I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure eventually I'll probably grow into it. I'm not sure.
I would love to see you on the Vol Walk next year with a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. Would be awesome. Just kind of like Trey Smith when he did it. Just different for an offensive lineman. As we head off into the playoff to close out the season, and then of course heading into 2025, how do you continue to build off what you did against Vanderbilt? You know, to build into next year as being one of the guys.
I'll probably just use it more as like momentum and seeing like a little bit of potential, like what I can be, and make sure like in the offseason I'm working hard to make sure that I'm better than what I was the year before. So just whenever that time comes, I'm at the top of my game and I'm even better than what I used to be. And instead of maybe making this one catch, I turn that one catch for like 10 yards into a touchdown. So I'll probably see my biggest team.
I thought you were going to do that Saturday when you spun out of that one short one.
I did. I tried to, but he had my foot. He barely had my foot. But, I mean, hey, at least I caught it.
That's right. He's caught it. He's catching on really, really quick. And he's coming for that 2025 season. But before then, he wants to make a huge impact in the college football playoff. He is Mike Matthews. Mike, appreciate you joining us, my man.
No problem. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in, man. Be careful, okay?
See you.